98.1 Power FM. It is Brekkie with Nick's Morning, everybody, just on 8.20 this morning for your Friday morning. Happy Friday. Yes, and last night it was elimination night on The Bachelorette again. And joining me on the line is Chantel, who had to leave. Chantel, we were so sad to see you leave The Bachelorette house last night.
I know. It was sad. It was very sad to say goodbye to my friends because, you know, they are the ones that I ultimately fell in love with in the end. But watching it last night was a little bit tough, I have to admit. I got a bit emotional. It was very overwhelming.
It must be really hard to actually watch it back. Is that a weird experience?
It's quite nerve-wracking, to be honest, because, you know, for, you know, a one-hour episode, there are hundreds of hours of footage, and you never know quite what's going to be used. But, look, it's been fun. It's been very exciting to watch each episode. But, you know what, I feel now that, you know, I have gotten the boot, I'm going to watch it in a very different way now.
Are you seeing different sides of the girls as well as, obviously, Blake?
No, you know, I think everyone was completely transparent. And, you know, when I was in the house, you know, obviously I spend every single minute of every single day with the girls. And, you know, if someone was not being true to themselves, it'd be very, very obvious. So I think that the girls are being portrayed fairly well at this point in time. And I think that we're truly getting an idea as to what each and every one of the girls' personalities are really like.
So it didn't quite work out with you. Last night, if people missed it, the rose ceremony, it wasn't what we'd call a conventional rose ceremony, was it? Was that really awkward? Because normally you have to line up in your pretty dresses, sort of stand there like you're in assembly at school and wait for your name to be called.
It was tough. It was like a prom date gone wrong, really. it was very emotional. And I think, you know, I knew that I was coming up to the end of my journey. I just had this, you know, I guess intuitive feeling about it. But, you know, ultimately leaving in that way was not easy. It would have been nicer to have gone into a rose ceremony, that's for sure.
Chantel, do you think, like, was there a part of your journey where you thought Blake was definitely the right type of guy for you? And would you reckon that you were looking for somebody similar in qualities to Blake now?
Yeah, look, there was a point in time where I thought, you know what, I actually really like everything that Blake's about, what I've seen so far. You know, we're quite compatible in terms of a few interests that we have and what we do for work. But, you know, as time went on, obviously I grew to know him a little bit more, and it just evolved into a lovely friendship. But you know, I do look for a little bit of a different kind of guy in the real world, I guess. I need someone that's, you know, quite creative and you know, quite witty. And I wasn't able to bounce off Blake like I would like to, unfortunately.
I love, Chantel, how strong your personality was. You were never shy of saying exactly how you feel, and I think that's a real quality in a female.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, look, I do have a strength of character, and I feel that came across, so I was pretty pleased with that. And I think, you know, it's really important to kind of stay true to yourself, especially when, you know, you're going through a very personal experience, you know, on national television. So, look, I'm happy with how things panned out in the end.
Hey, Chantel, there's a lot of talk about one of the Bachelorettes, Jess, who seems to be taking a little bit more of attention from Blake than is okay. When you go into a group situation, I mean, it's tough, right? Because you guys are in a competition. You're all trying to get as much attention with him. But did you kind of make a pact to try and be respectful for everybody else to give them a chance? Or how did that work?
Look, I think, you know, it's important to remember what you're there for. And, you know, Jess is there for love. And, you know, I think that in her mind, that was her number one focus. And, you know, perhaps at times she was a little oblivious to how the rest of us were feeling in a group dynamic. And myself personally, I thought it was really important to show Blake how we interact with one another on group dates and, you know, show him that we are friendly and we do get along. And her style is not my style. But if it works for her in the end, then good for her.
Chantel, one of the things, I mean, the whole focus of The Bachelor is all about roses. Are you really sick of roses right now?
I tell you what, like, if I did receive, you know, a rose from a guy, I would probably be like, oh, mate. I prefer a carnation.
I was going to say. Is that anything other than the rose?
Anything other than a rose. The rose was beautiful and symbolic, and, you know, I think it was lovely at that point in time. But, look, from now on, yeah, anything but, please.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, Chantal, it is sad to see you leave the house, but, look, you've had a great adventure. And now, do you do, like the rest of us, get together for a bit of a bachelor night? Who do you watch it with?
Well, I actually tend to watch it with the girls from the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a mix between my own girlfriends and, you know, some of the girls that live in Melbourne. There's actually a lot of us that live in Melbourne, and obviously filming wrapped quite a while ago, so we all catch up and, you know, watch it together, and it's good for moral support. I actually could never have watched an episode alone.
I reckon it would be so weird to watch it back alone and maybe stay off social media as well. Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, God. Well, that's what we do. So when the batch girls get together and watch it, as soon as the ad break comes on, we're like, bang, straight on social media to see what kind of, you know, thrashing we're receiving. but it's good that there's a lot of support out there as well, which is really lovely. And it's great to know that people are enjoying the show. It's just unfortunate that some of the girls have had a little bit of a rough come their way.
And Chantel, any current love prospects for you?
No, still actually currently single. No. So, look, you know, I'm dating, and we'll see what's out there. But, look, at this current point in time, single and ready to mingle.
Well, guys, that is exciting news for you guys, but just avoid the roses. That's my tip.
Just avoid the roses.
Chantel, thanks so much, and good luck with everything in the future. Yeah.
Thanks, appreciate it.
See ya, bye.
This weekend on Power FM, we start with the best of Fitzy and Whipper on Saturday morning.
The Wiggles.
That's a good bloke.